Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Good morning, Ricky Cotton, Milton, Florida, East Milton, Florida. I'm here today because I recently received a letter of ongoing ethical and administrative misconduct from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. This letter has brought great concern to me. It says that they sent it to the Board of County Commissioners, the governor, and a few other people.
So this was in the December 11th meeting for the Santa Rosa County Commission, and I had done what I think is a responsible news thing to do, which is I didn't play these clips at the time because they were just allegations, and I wanted to wait and see what the sheriff would say in response. And you'll remember that maybe a week or so after this, because the Ricky Cotton makes a bunch of allegations here, and the Santa Rosa County Commissioners said they'd like to hear from the sheriff. Well, the sheriff did speak about this on Thursday. That was the meeting that some online folks were saying, oh, he's going to resign. No, literally, duh, no. So silly. But no, he went there to respond to these allegations. So these are the allegations to which the sheriff is going to respond in a moment.
I retired after 32 years at Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. And if the facts in this, or if the information in this letter is correct, something needs to be done. This is uncalled for. I was with the sheriff's office in 1992 when Maurice Kaufman was the sheriff and was indicted for wrongdoings, allegedly wrongdoings. If what's in this is true, this is twice as bad as Maurice Kaufman's administration ever thought about doing. I have talked to several deputies since I've received this, all of rank. None of them wants their names to be used because they're scared of retaliation. And all of them agreed with the information that's in this letter.
So we can't ask anybody because none of the people are named. He says it's because they're afraid of being, you know, punished as whistleblowers or whatever. Of course, it's a little inconvenient if you're trying to figure out what the truth is since nobody wants to talk about it. Or there's just no truth to it. I mean, you know, either way, it's same evidence, right? Here we have a public claim about these people, and maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But, you know, Ricky Cotton is saying it. So here goes last piece that Ricky said back in December.
I'll tell you a little bit about what's in it. One of them is Chief Deputy Randy Tiff, currently a senior in senior leadership. He provided false information on his employment application, saying that he never resigned from a position before coming here, which he find out that he resigned from the State Department of Corrections following sustained misconduct.
Well, it's sustained, not substained, but fine, whatever. You dropped some pasta sauce on it underneath, sustained. Anyway, I don't know. My brain works that way. Okay, so that was in December. And then last Thursday at the county commission meeting.
All right, up next, Sheriff Johnson, come on up. Thanks for being here today.
I mean, that didn't actually get played in the meeting, but it's my effect.
Oh, I was like, oh, somebody's good.
Yeah, no, that would have been great. No, that's not. That's just my way of emphasizing that we're about to see something happen here.
Thank you for allowing me to speak.
It would be awesome if we had trumpets in the meetings, though, yeah?
Yes.
For effect.
Right.
All right, anyway, go on.
Make it more interesting.
I'm going to talk about some pretty disturbing stuff here. But as you know, I'm not a political animal. I'm a politician, not by choice, but by necessity. So hearing Ricky Cotton get up here and just spew lies really kind of got to me.
Here we go.
Ricky Cotton's a liar, and you say, well, that's your opinion. No, it's not. In 2005, Wendell Hall demoted him because he got caught lying in open court. He perjured himself. So he put him in the courthouse where he wouldn't have to arrest people and wouldn't have to testify, because he can't testify in open court because he's a liar. And for him to get up here, and I guess he's going to run for sheriff against my chief deputy, and that's what this is all based on. It's all politics.
With a perjury charge in the background? Okay.
So he gets up here and starts talking about Randy, my chief deputy, and how he left the Department of Corrections under investigation and lied on my application about it. So I'm going to hand you, Mr. Reich, a letter. That's from Ricky Dixon, the head of Florida Department of Corrections.
So he's got a letter from the head of the DOC, and he gives it to Colton Wright, who is the chairman of the Santa Rosa County Commission, and he's going to read it after John tells you about traffic on the fives.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about right now. And all traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Let's get back to it.
Thanks, John. So this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5, Chairman of the County Commission, reading a letter written by Ricky Dixon, the Secretary of Corrections for the Department of Corrections in Florida, responding to the claims by Ricky Cotton, follow all this on chart, that Chief Deputy Randy Tift had fabricated things about his employment application and that he was actually terminated for cause, discharged for bad conduct, whatever. Okay, that's the sum total of where we are so far. And here's Colton reading the letter from Secretary Dixon.
Sure. Yeah, this is dated December 12th. So this would have been, what, the day after the last meeting, I think? Or
yes.
Dear Sheriff Johnson, this letter serves to confirm the employment of Mr. Randy Tift with the Florida Department of Corrections. Mr. Tift served the dedication from April 1990 to March 2016, culminating in his role as regional director. He retired from that position on March 11, 2016. At the time of his retirement, the department was undergoing a significant period of reorganization, which includes the expansion of regions and restructuring of leadership assignments. Mr. Tift chose to retire during this transition after a long and distinguished career with the Florida Department of Corrections. It is important to note that Mr. Tift's retirement and voluntary separation from the agency were not in lieu of disciplinary termination. His departure was solely his decision, reflecting his years of dedicated service to the department. We appreciate the opportunity to provide this confirmation and to recognize Mr. Tift's contributions to the Florida Department of Corrections. Signed sincerely, Ricky D. Dixon, Secretary, with a carbon copy to Randy Tift's email.
So I think that settles the fact claim. It also would seem to settle the justification for Chief Tift to sue Ricky Cotton for defamation. I mean, you've made a claim. It's not true. It affects your character. It's not, I mean, you know, you say, well, it's politics. It's not even politics yet. I mean, Chief Tift isn't, but even if it were, you still can't just say something that's false if it harms somebody's reputation. So even if he decides to run for sheriff, it would still be defamation. Okay, so back to Sheriff Johnson, following up on that piece of clarity.
So that was another lie that he told up here. And I'm not going to answer them all because basically some of them are so ludicrous and stupid that they don't warrant answering. A perfect example is I'm misappropriating funds and using the budget inappropriately, and I need to be audited. Well, Florida Statute 219 says I get audited by an outside entity every year. And in the 9 years I've been sheriff, they have not found one inconsistency or one discrepancy in the way I handle my budget. But yet, Mr. Cotton seems to know more than the CPA firm that audits me every year.
That's actually what I thought when I heard them, like, we need an audit for the sheriff's department. You're like, the one they do every year? If only there were something. If only there were something we could look at.
And as I said, I'm not going to answer to all those stupid things that were in that letter. It was sent to the governor's office. The governor took it as he should. Political hack job.
And by the way, when I first saw this letter, that was my thought too. As I'm like, I mean, if these allegations are true, they're significant. But it just it just looked like the kind of thing that was thrown together by somebody for political purpose. That's why I never reported on it. And I only reported on it after it became a thing that came up with the county commission, and then only after I could have, you know, a response from Sheriff Johnson. So anyway.
So apparently Ricky's going to run for sheriff. I guess that's why he came out and did all this, which is fine. But I just wanted to tell you that I think Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is one of the best sheriff's offices in the nation. And for him to get up here and say that, that's his opinion, and he can have it. But I don't care about it. So, like I said, and him to say I was the worst sheriff he ever served under, I take that as a compliment coming from Ricky Cotton.
It's kind of like, I have a few people who do not like me around here, and when they say I'm a terrible whatever talk show host, I'm like, oh man, this is the best praise you could give me. So thank you. I understand that approach.
And I will say this about you getting calls from deputies. Yeah, there's a portion of the law enforcement side that is split right at the moment, without a doubt. They're on one person's side, and then there's others that are on Chief Tiff's side. And we're trying to work that out as best we can, but it is what it is. I mean, I'm not running for sheriff again. Randy Tipped will run for sheriff. And there's people out there that don't want him to be sheriff, the same way each one of you had people that didn't want you to get elected.
Yeah, so you can expect the sheriff's race in Santa Rosa County to be nice and clean and simple and not mean, petty, and mudslingy at all. Yeah, can't wait.
You're always going to have people that aren't happy. Always. I mean, since I've been sheriff, their pay has gone up 80% since I've been sheriff. And there are some people out there, you can hand them a gold brick and they're going to complain it's too heavy. And it's just the way it is. And I've learned to accept that. I'm in my ninth year as sheriff. And also, you heard I was coming to retire and tell you that. Yeah, that's another, yeah. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I love that expression. Some people, you give them a gold brick and they complain about how heavy it is. So that all seems to be settled. Although I will say this, I don't think the defamation lawsuit is settled. I think that's something, you know, if you're Chief Tift, you could just file that today. You've got all the evidence you need, I would think. But anyway, there was a follow-up to this, and I'm hesitant to play this, but I'll ask Bob Johnson about this when we have him on in 2 hours. 2 hours, 8:05, 8:10. But the claim, there was a follow-up related to this that a guy basically asked, why aren't you paying Roman Jackson his like leave time or crew time or whatever? And like I said, I'll bring that up with the sheriff later on this morning. The only reason that's sort of interesting is I don't know how that plays into the election stuff. I know Roman Jackson's the guy who just got hired as the UWF chief of police. So, my hands are kind of like, I don't know what to do with all that. Here's the question, though, I have for you. 437-1620. What all of this made me think about, aside from the sort of drama around the sheriff's department, or alleged drama, should you have to swear in when you talk at a public meeting? You know, there are some where you do. There's sort of these quasi-judicial ones where you do. At least I think you do. I'm 90% sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. Text me. But I'm pretty sure you do. And so perjury applies if you say something that's false. And now if you say something that's defamatory, you can be sued anyway. But, I mean, like, should commissioners be subject to perjury for things they say in a public meeting? Should staff members, should the public, having heard lots of salacious allegations in meetings over the years, I kind of lean to yes. I also kind of lean to no, because I get why you wouldn't want this. You know, you're talking about politics and you don't want the abuse of the power. You don't want citizens being charged by officials for, you know, marginal comments or comments they can't prove. Yeah, I mean, I could see it being abused at the same time. But what if people had to swear in somehow? I don't know if you'd do a mass swearing in or whatever, but, you know, before they gave comments in the public forum or in the meeting itself. I don't know, I'd never thought about it. It seems like I'm sure there are good reasons why we don't do it. I don't know what those reasons are. That's why I asked the question, because it would seem to cover some cases where, I mean, people do just say false things. They lie. I know. It's hard to imagine, but they just lie. Whether it's about some issue or whether it's about some person. And as a person who cares a lot about the truth, it'd be kind of interesting. I would be curious to see if the accuracy, the reliability, the truthiness of public comments in these meetings would improve if people were afraid of catching a perjury charge after swearing an oath for lying in the way they represent things. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you need a roof put on your home, or you just need it repaired, or you're not sure which it is, or you just have a question about roofs, you know, give Quality Roofing Solutions a call. They've been doing this for more than, 20 years now. In 2006, they were founded. They've done 10,000 roofs since then. Brian Ward started this company to be, you know, kind of the local place people could count on and trust and give good service and talk to them and answer their questions, return their phone calls. Whenever they do a project, they take lots of pictures. Those pictures are online, okay, for you. I mean, not for everybody, but for you. They keep it so that it's in the cloud. So if something happens to your home and you lose all your pictures, you still have them. They stand by their product because they put a lifetime warranty on the roofs, which is kind of unheard of. They just started doing that last year. Sometimes, you know, the amount of money you save on a roof can actually pay off a little bit. Obviously roofs are very expensive, but the insurance can go down dramatically depending on, you know, the wind study, the kind of roof you used to have, the kind of roof you do have. And of course, the reality now is, you know, if you're selling a home, you may have to replace your roof, even though it's not that old. I mean, if it's 12 years old, guess what? You know, that's kind of the way the industry is right now. 4.9 rated on Google, so fantastic reputation in the community. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity health and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You've got to think for yourselves. You're all individuals.
Yes, we're all individuals.
You're all different.
Yes, we are all different.
You know what I don't understand, John? The movie Life of Brian, that's from Life of Brian, Monty Python, is rated higher than Holy Grail.
Really?
Yes, I'm befuddled by this.
I don't really see
I mean, it's not even a contest.
No.
But, you know, okay, whatever. Hey. 627 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Iran says that any U.S. attack would lead to Tehran striking Israel and U.S. military and shipping assets in the Middle East. Israel and Washington have reportedly discussed the possibility of U.S. intervention to support the protests in Iran. The current unrest began in late December when the Iranian currency plummeted to an all-time low. Nobel Peace Prize organizers say Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado cannot share her award. Machado expressed a desire to give her award to President Trump after she won the prize in October. The Norwegian Nobel Committee and Norwegian Nobel Institute have said that award cannot be revoked, shared, or transferred to others.
These seats are non-transferable.
That's what they're saying.
It may not be resold to another party.
That's right.
So what do we need, like a StubHub for the Nobel Peace Prize? Or what's the one now? It's not StubHub. What's the new one? Is it StubHub? Okay, StubHub.
It might be StubHub.
All right,
yeah.
Anyway. Go on.
And NASA's International Space Station crew is coming home early. The administration made that decision after one of the four crew members got ill. They're reportedly in stable condition. The crew is expected to return home this week.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. You know, sometimes you got to fact check yourself. I checked on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. On IMDb, they have Holy Grail at an 8.2 and Life of Brian at an 8.0, so the world is back in order again. And Rotten Tomatoes has Life of Brian at 93 for the audience and 96. Oh, it's the experts. That's it. Holy Grail is at 95. But then the experts say Holy Grail is a 92 and Life of Brian is a 96. Well, that's because they're all a bunch of atheists who hate Christianity. So that's the critics, you know. And Life of Brian is a, it's not, I mean, I don't think it's actually anti-Christian. I think it's funny, but, you know, I can see why they would have, well, it's mocking Christianity, so yay. Is it? Anyway, 629 on News. Blessed are the meek. The meek are the problem. That's what Jesus doesn't understand. All right. sorry. Could quote a long time. This is unrelated to any news in particular, but I did have a thought just this morning as I was watching, Nikki Glaser or something. I was watching Nikki Glaser make all the jokes of the Golden Globes and referring to all of these actors and all these movies, most of which I haven't seen yet because, you know, we don't go to the movies a lot. We watch them when they come on at home somehow or other DVDs or on streaming or whatever.
You still have DVDs?
Oh, yeah. I just bought a DVD player.
What?
I did. I just bought a DVD. It's not even a Blu-ray. Don't want it. Have no interest. Anyway.
Okay.
Because my old one failed me. But I wondered, and I don't know the answer, I wonder how many actors and movies I have, just the name of the movie and the actor memorized, and directors and things. Like, how much RAM is that, is that taken up in my brain? Compared with other things, you know, like politics or verses of the Bible.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says Iran may be crossing a red line with the killing of hundreds of protesters over the last 15 days, and he's considering what he calls very strong options in response.
Iran wants to negotiate, yes.
And there's the
we may meet with them. I mean, it's a meeting is being set up, but we may have to act because of what's happening before the meeting.
He says again the United States will take over Greenland one way or another.
You know what their defense is? Two dog's fences. In the meantime, you have Russian destroyers and submarines and China destroyers and submarines all over the place.
Secretary of State Rubio is due to meet Wednesday with his counterparts from Greenland and Denmark. Greenland is a Danish territory. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got a very chilly start to our morning, 37 degrees right now. We'll get to our full forecast with Brooke Richardson. That is on the way in just a few minutes. A 21-year-old man has died after a shooting in Milton. That happened on Saturday on Galahad Trail. Deputies say a 22-year-old man, Cameron Rayshon Keys, had a firearm that discharged, striking Tyler James Caraway Appleby. Appleby died at the scene. Keys was arrested. He's being held in the Santa Rosa jail on a manslaughter charge with no bond. The major crime unit is investigating. An update on the man that was found December 15th in a wooded area near Jim Allen Elementary School. An Escambia Sheriff's Office investigation has determined there was no foul play involved in that man's death. The 56-year-old died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He'd been reported missing weeks prior from the area of Olive Road and Cody Lane. His body was found off Eden Lane and Highway 95A, just across the railroad tracks from the school. The investigation was done by the Sheriff's Office and the Medical Examiner's Office. The U.S. Coast Guard will be replacing some critical navigation aids in Destin's East Pass. Congressman Jimmy Patronis pushed for the upgrades after sending a letter to the Coast Guard back in December. The area handles heavy vessel traffic and is also vital for fishing, tourism, and boating across the Gulf Coast. Patronis said the navigation aids are essential for mariners and for first responders. The Coast Guard plans to finalize the infrastructure replacement agreement this year. Okaloosa County officials praised that decision. They say the aids will be an essential component for both visitors and for their community. An Okaloosa County woman is accused of running an online fundraising scam. Crestview's Maitland White was arrested for online impersonation, according to court records in Texas. She had pretended to be the father of a teenage girl that died last year in a flood and asked for money on GoFundMe and SpotFund. Now, the girl's real father found out, contacted authorities. Investigators say White told them she was a single mom just looking for easy money. There's no word on how much money she collected. Florida Senator Rick Scott says he's anticipating big changes in Cuba. Scott said yesterday that the days of the Castro-Diaz-Canel regime are numbered. He said in a video on X, there just won't be any more money or oil going to Cuba. Scott says they need to give up and allow the people of Cuba to have the government that they deserve. Senator Ashley Moody also wrote on X that our Cuban-American community has waited far too long for freedom to return to their island. Now, the University of West Florida has announced a new chief of police there, Roman Jackson. He's replacing Mark Kosich. Jackson brings over 20 years of leadership experience in public safety and previously served on the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. He's also a decorated Purple Heart recipient and an FBI National Academy graduate. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Chilly start to our morning forecast up in just a minute. But first, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you're on Highway 29 southbound toward 9 Mile Road, you're going to see just a minor delay in that area. Also, 9 Mile Road going westbound as you approach I-10. I'm seeing some delays there also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at some very cold weather as we go through your day today. We are starting off with temperatures in the 30s, highs today in the low 50s. As we head overnight tonight, temperatures expected to drop close to freezing again. As you head into Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 59. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping into the 40s. We'll be looking slightly warmer on Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain, high near 62, but temperatures back on the Thursday by Wednesday night. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and 35 degrees right now with looks like clear skies. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are moderately lower as Iran's supply risk counters Venezuela export resumption. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $58.64 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $62.95 per barrel. Treasury yields rose this morning as investors reacted to the criminal investigation into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and looked ahead to key inflation data for the week. The 10-year Treasury yield was more than 2 basis points higher at 4.195%. Banks and financial services stocks slid this morning after President Trump called for a one-year cap on credit card interest rates at 10%. Capital One shares dropped 10%, Citigroup lost 4%, and JP Morgan Chase shed nearly 3%. Futures are moderately lower to kick off the trading week. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 237, the NASDAQ up 191, the S&P 500 up 44. Once again, futures are moderately lower to kick off the trading week. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Sing. Come on, put it up, put it up.
We get grooving when the sun goes down. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Oh, so good. Yeah, you know, you forget how great Neil Diamond's voice really was.
Oh, I know.
It was.
Still.
I mean, he's not in his prime anymore, exactly.
No.
But, yeah, oh, my goodness. Wow, that's fantastic. 639, I haven't heard that song in a year. 639 on news. Good job, John.
You're welcome.
437-1620, 437-1620. Nikki Glaser, host of the Golden Globes last night, the part that was worth watching.
Good evening, and welcome to the 83rd Golden Globes. Yes, the Golden Globes. Without a doubt, the most important thing that's happening in the world right now. So let's get down to business, shall we? We'll start the bidding for Warner Brothers at $5. Do I hear $5?
Nice. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got stuff going on in Iran, Syria, Venezuela, potentially Cuba, Greenland, you know, Minnesota. But yeah, sure, let's talk about movies. Why not?
Tonight we are celebrating the best of both TV and film right here in the heart of Los Angeles, where no TV or film has been made for the past 6 years. I'm Nikki Glaser, and just like Wicked, I'm back for a sequel. Just like Frankenstein, I've been pieced together by an unlicensed European surgeon, and...
Oh.
It's good work.
Yeah.
And just like the podcasters nominated tonight, I should not be allowed to be this close to Julia Roberts. It's not right.
See... I don't think I've ever watched Nikki Glaser do stand up. I've only ever seen her in roasts. She's in all the roasts.
I'm telling you, you need
to. She's like,
to
okay,
do that.
I love her. Nikki Glaser's hilarious to me.
I cannot believe the amount of star power we have in this room tonight. It's insane. There are so many A-listers. And by A-listers, I do mean people who are on A-list that has been heavily redacted, but.
Oh.
Yes.
Best joke of the night, for sure.
And the Golden Globe for Best Editing goes to the Justice Department. Yes, congratulations. Oh. And the award for Most Editing goes to CBS News. Yes. CBS News, America's newest place to see BS News.
Now, I will give. I think that's related to the new evening show host that they hate. But but still pretty funny. She kept going. I mean, this is kind of. I was dying. I thought it was great.
And Kevin Hart is here. Yes. The Rock's plus one half. Love you, Kevin.
One half.
Kevin, I love you. Kevin is obviously nominated for his hilarious stand-up special tonight. I love you so much, Kevin. You're so funny. And you and The Rock together are like my favorite comedy duo. Such a classic comedy duo. You're like a Steve Martin and Martin Short, but for like people under 50 IQ. You know what I mean? Like, we need movies too.
We need movies too.
Jumanji Next Level, was it? I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
And see, this is what I was talking about. Like, you kind of, I mean, I'm skipping a lot of the ones, the references that I didn't think were all that funny or whatever, but, you know, these were the highlights. But a lot of people, you know, that she's mentioning, that's what got me thinking about the how many celebrities do you know and how many song titles do I know? And I just really don't even know. My guess was for songs, like, maybe 10,000, maybe 20,000. I don't know how many celebrities. 1,000? I don't know. But anyway, you got to know enough to be able to get the jokes, right?
Here for one man bun after another. Hi, Leo.
Instead of one man battle after another, one man bun after another.
Oh. How good was Leo in one battle? I mean, it's insane. So good. So vaping good.
What? So vaping good. I didn't even catch that one until now.
So good. So vaping good. What a career you've had. I mean, countless iconic performances. You've worked with every great director. You've won 3 Golden Globes, an Oscar. And the most impressive thing is that you were able to accomplish all of that before your girlfriend turned 30. I mean, it's just insane.
Oh.
Leo.
Deep cut.
I'm sorry I made that joke. It's cheap. You know what? I tried not to, but, like, we don't know anything else about you, man. Like, there's nothing else. Like, open up. I'm serious. I searched. The most in-depth interview you've ever given was in Teen Beat magazine in 1991. Is your favorite food still pasta, and more pasta?
He was nodding, yes, it is.
Look it up. That's real.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And then there was just like 2 more that I thought were worth sharing. I say the redaction's best award for best editing for the Department of Justice. That's a great joke. I mean, that's so appropriate. This made me laugh a lot, too.
Now, we can't talk about movies this year without talking about Sinners. Yes. I mean, Sinners single-handedly saved Warner Brothers for about a month, but still. Mike B. Jordan is nominated tonight for Best Actor. So good. In Sinners, Michael played 2 brothers. Am I allowed to say that? He played, it doesn't...
Michael Jordan played 2 brothers. Am I allowed to say that?
In Sinners, Michael played 2 brothers. Am I allowed to say that? He played, it doesn't sound right. He played twins.
By the way, there's a second part of that joke that I'm not going to play on the show that was funny, but I don't feel comfortable. It's a vulgar joke, and Nikki has a vulgar sense of humor.
Wicked was back with Wicked for Money. Oh, my God.
Cash grab, Wicked.
So good.
And then the last one, just as last one, then we'll go to traffic.
And lastly, Steve Martin and Martin Short, keep proving to us that in this industry, you are never, ever too old to still need money. I love you guys. Thank you so much. We have a great show for you tonight.
Yeah, so, I mean, she was worth watching. I didn't watch the whole thing. I skipped to the parts where she was talking, and the rest of it is... who cares? For me, I don't get into the award ceremonies. Also, because, again, typically I've never watched the movies until a couple of months after the awards are given anyway. So, you know, whatever. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5s. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. Also, delay-free. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down so far this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
I don't know that I get the 2 brothers joke, though. Can you explain it to me?
Off air. No comments.
6:47 on News Radio 92.3. Hey, the good comment. I love that. It's off the air. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home, you want to get it all the way through to closing. You want to get a good price. You want somebody who's going to make the deal happen. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. A couple of years ago, during the height of the market, she and her team were selling more than 200 homes a year. That had gone down a little bit because, you know, prices went up and interest rates went up and people were reluctant to sell because they were hoping that for the other things, better things would happen. Well, okay, they've been holding property, so moving property has been hard. They were 175 and then 165 homes this, you know, 2 years ago and then, well, 3 years ago, I guess, and then last year, 2 years ago. But this last year in 2025, they finished at 209, so they were back up again, 30%. In a down market, in a market where a lot of people are struggling to sell homes. In fact, she says that, you know, she's had a lot of people come to her when she is their second or third or fifth or even in one case, seventh. I mean, I know it's an outlier, but can you, 7 other, and she was actually the 8th, I think it was 7 other realtors before they came to her. That's just crazy. Well, they know how to get it done because it's experience. It takes experience to have the knowledge and make sure that you get good experiences, and that's what they do. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money.
Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9:30 when guests from Pensacola State College will be discussing everything from registration to graduation and so much more. And did you know that 92% of PSC students graduate loan-free? Learn more Wednesday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with guests from Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekdays 2 till 4, right after Markley Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay.
Good morning, 6:50 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I can confirm with eyes on that the fishing bridge is under demolition right now. They've already got cranes up on it. They're pulling pieces off of it. There's a lot of it, I think, that's already been, some of it anyway, has been removed. It looks like the middle, like if the old road section, the middle of the road looks like it's been taken out. But that I don't think that was done before. I think that's been done recently. But we biked 3 mile bridge yesterday for the first time ever. Hey, let's go bike 3 mile bridge in 20-mile-an-hour winds. Cool.
So you did that.
I did. Yeah, both ends. And we went southbound first. Wind was, it was a northeast wind, so north by northeast. So it's really blowing mostly southbound, but it's blowing really directly against us going the other way into Pensacola. And we took a break and sat on the new chairs over at the Mariners Landing Park. You know, then we biked up the other way and we were biking up the, like the eastern side of it, the side towards Garcon Point. And we got about, I don't know, 100 yards in and I'm like, do you think maybe we don't want to bike back the other one on the other side where we've got the wall to shield us? And she's like, well, then we wouldn't have done it all, would we? And I'm like, oh, you're right. It wasn't that bad in the wind, but it did give me a chance to shoot a pretty good video. I'll put it up on Facebook. I've got it on my page, but I haven't put it yet up on our page. 437-1620. The timeline here is, as Wes Brander told us last week, the old fishing bridge is going to get replaced by FEMA money, not city money, not county money, but it is a county project, but it is going to be FEMA money. That'll take until about fall of 2027, so you're talking 2 years from now. Maybe it'll be spring of 2028. We'll see exactly when that happens. Then the city will repair Wayside Park, which they're not going to repair until they get the bridge work done because there's no point to repair a park and then have construction equipment going through it. I do wonder if when we get done with Wayside Park, you know how we have with the renamed Gulf Breeze to Mariner's Landing? I think we could rename Wayside Park in Pensacola as, I don't know, Barges Landing? We
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
A little on point. Sorry. No, a little on the nose, didn't. Sorry. By the way, I was having a little bit of a disagreement with somebody about the history. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm willing to be corrected, but I feel really sure about this. But the person who is challenging me on this, I also know this person's a very reliable person, so I don't know. My understanding is as follows. The first 3 mile bridge that was the three cars wide that you've seen the old black and white photos of three cars sideways, That's the bridge that connected Gulf Breeze to Pensacola originally from the 20s, I want to say. 40s? I don't know. Anyway, it's very old. And then that bridge was replaced by the old 3 mile bridge, the second bridge. And then it was turned into the first bridge was turned into the fishing pier. And then, of course, the second bridge stayed until the first span of the current 3 mile bridge, the Chappie James Bridge, was built, the southbound into, or eastbound, if you want to get technical about it, into Gulf Breeze. And then they demolished the middle second bridge, and then they built the current second span of the current bridge or the northbound, westbound span into Pensacola. What they were saying was that they were saying that the person was saying that the fishing bridge was damaged in Ivan and had to be rebuilt. And I thought only I-10 bridge got damaged in Ivan. I didn't think that the fishing pier got damaged. But again, I'm willing to be wrong. In any case, as far as I know, that history is correct. That is the original first bridge remnants, and it's going to get rebuilt exactly as it was because that's what FEMA requires. You have to build it exactly as it was. If any of that's wrong, please tell me because I want to know. Those of you who have lived here long enough, I obviously did not live here during Ivan. We moved here in 2014, just in time for the ice storm. So I've seen both of the major winter cold events in the last 100 years, personally. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? David.
Good morning.
All right, sir.
So Iran says any U.S. attack would lead to Tehran striking Israel and U.S. military and shipping assets in the Middle East. Israel and Washington have reportedly discussed the possibility of U.S. intervention to support the ongoing protests in Iran. Of course, that unrest has been ongoing now since late December when Iranian currency plummeted to an all-time low against the dollar. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration from freezing $10 billion in child care and social services funding. The temporary order directs the administration to release the funds to five Democrat-led states. Friday's order instructs the administration to disperse the funds for 2 weeks as the legal challenge continues. And NASA brought their International Space Station crew home a bit early. Apparently, they made that decision after one of their four crew members got sick. They are in stable condition. The crew is expected to return home this week. It's the first time a medical evacuation has happened in the history of the International Space Station.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 6:55, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right, still rolling accident-free right now. If you're on Highway 29 just south of 9 Mile Road, experiencing about a five-minute delay in that area. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, Sean. I had a couple of people text me and say that my friend is correct.
Yeah.
That the fishing bridge was damaged in Ivan and had to be rebuilt. But that is still the remnants of the first of the three-mile bridges, right? So that I didn't get that part wrong. There's not been four bridges.
No.
Just three. Okay. All right. Cool. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says the bridge sequence I have is correct, substantiated by historical survey monument references made to the old bridge. Old bridge was narrow and a driving adventure with all those big 1950s cars, per my mom.
Well,
I like that.
I used to go fishing on that all the time.
On the pier, on the fishing bridge.
It is very small.
Tight.
Very tight.
I always used to think that, you know, because people would drive their cars out there, as you say, you know, and that was one of the appeal in part is that you don't have to walk your stuff out. Okay. But at least as somebody who's never used it, okay, but it seemed like that was an appeal. But then, man, it's narrow.
It's
turning
very
around,
narrow.
Doing your three-point turn. It seemed also a bit adventurous to me to put a car on that bridge. Like, I mean, it's probably fine, but, you know, anyway. 437-1620. Oh, several people confirming that, yes, the original bridge was left on both sides of the fishing pier. Oh, that's right, the Gulf Breeze side too, right? The Gulf Breeze side, wasn't there fishing?
No? I only know about the Pensacola side.
Okay. I don't know. They're saying it was left on both sides as a fishing pier. Gulf Breeze side had some panels collapse during Ivan that closed it down. The original bridge, there you go, had steel beams holding up the spans that had rusted out over time. All right. See, that's why I love to learn because, you know, you guys know more than I. You've lived here, you know, than I do because you've lived here longer than I have. So I always like to be corrected or clarified or enhanced or whatever the case may be. Other stuff that's going on that's worth mentioning, you know, meanwhile at the League of Justice, Hall of Justice, President Trump says that he's going to force credit card interest rates to go to 10% by the constitutional provision of I'm just making stuff up as I go. There's no authority to do this. This is a complete, what do you, I mean, people might want it to be true, but I'm just going to make all of the home loans 5%. What? Like, what are you, I mean, he didn't say that, but it's the same thing. You know, find something people are outraged about, promise that they're going to solve it. January 20th, in celebration of the 1 year of him being inaugurated or whatever, he's going to, okay. In other promises, it will never be fulfilled. Let's see. Trump says Cuba will make a deal before it's too late. Tells them, better make a deal. Which, actually, I think that might happen. We might get the Castro-ation of the Cuban regime.
Boy.
Come on, nothing? That's, I just get a groan for that? Anyway, I would love to see that. That would be fantastic. Meanwhile, Greenland, I'm just kind of doing the rundown of all the things that Trump's putting his finger into these days. one of the interesting things about Greenland is that, yes, I mean, very high military, geographic, strategic significance for us. Could we acquire it? Purchase it? Great. We've done that before. I mean, purchase Louisiana? Well, I mean, and some more than just Louisiana today, but the Louisiana purchase, huge deal. I no problem with that. I'd love it. I don't know what the price tag would be, but I'd love it. I don't want to make it a state. We don't need a 51st state. Mm-mm. But acquire it through the military? No, can't do that. Absolutely cannot do that. One interesting note I was reading was about the, you know, the rare earth minerals that are all over Greenland. Apparently, the challenge is partially the process by which rare earths are mined is very like chemical intensive and very difficult. And also a lot of those rare earths are buried under a lot of ice and in difficult to extract rock. So even if they're there, they're hard to get to. But maybe, you know, maybe this could be the upside of global warming. You know, if we can warm up enough of Greenland and thaw out the ice so that we can get access to the rock in which the rare earth minerals are at, then, you know, we can maybe have some independence from China.